Governor Doyle put the repeal of the QEO in the budget. The Assembly's version would repeal it in a year. The Senate's version would make the change immediately. The law was crafted to help schools control costs in light of state-imposed revenue limits. It allows them to effectively limit teacher pay increases to 3.8%. Mary Bell is president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. She says she's quite happy to see the QEO potentially and finally go.
Wisconsin's educators have been waiting 16 years for the qualified economic offer to be repealed. We don't believe that it was ever a fair or an appropriate kind of restriction to put on collective bargaining for our educators. So we look forward to what comes next.
But John Ashley, executive director of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, is not looking forward to what he says may come next, property tax increases. Ashley says with revenue limits and cuts in state aid, repealing the QEO right now is a tough pill to swallow.
With the state facing the worst economic conditions since the Depression, I think it's a terrible time to take the one tool that helps our districts maintain responsible management of their districts and property tax levels away from them.
But Mary Bell of WEAC says with the repeal, teachers would finally be allowed to discuss finances. And she says in these difficult times, that could only help, not hurt, Wisconsin schools. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.